Welcome to the Worship Leader Blog Podcast, empowering, instructing, and encouraging both on and off the stage.
Hey guys, it's Terry with theworshipleaderblog.com, and today we'll be talking about how to pick songs. You know, week in and week out, this is a problem for some worship leaders. So I will be going over my personal workflow in this podcast, letting you guys know what I do whenever I am in charge of getting a service together. This is my personal workflow. So the first thing I do is I pick a team. I get my team together. If you're from a smaller church, you may have a set team. You may already know who you're working with. If you have options and you have different people that you can work with, the first thing I normally do is I get my team together and I confirm them so that I'll know from there what I'm able to do and what I'm not able to do. I confirm those guys first, and then I move on from there. Next, I get my song list together. And that'll be the bulk of what I'm talking about today, is picking those songs and getting that song list together. Now, this is my disclaimer. First of all, you must be prayerful. That is the first thing. You must be engaged with God daily and praying over your song. And one of the things about engaging with God every day and being led by His Spirit is He speaks to you, and the songs that you bring before Him, you'll feel good about them. You'll feel good about them in your heart. You'll feel good about in your mind and in your prayer time. These songs, they'll resonate in you. So one of the first questions I ask myself, what type of event is it? Where will I be singing? Will this be a youth service? Will this be a service with mostly adults, mostly older adults? Will I be going to a nursing home? Will I be at a children's service? This is very important. You must take into consideration what kind of event you'll be leading worship at, and the songs should be appropriate. Like I said, the age groups are important because different age groups like different kinds of songs. Quick story about just that. At one point, I was a part of a nursing home ministry, and I was in charge of getting the songs and everything together for the song service. There were about five or six of us going. Some people were speaking, some people were doing other things, and I was in charge of the music. There were about 10 of them there, 10 to 15 of the residents there. And so the night before, I was just kind of thinking, I was like, well, I want to get these songs together, but I want to do something different. You know, I'm pretty sure they always get the same songs. They're always singing the same songs. Let me give them something fresh, something new that they can worship to. And so I pick a couple of songs there. I didn't go too far out on the edge. I did the song Cornerstone, you know, the "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." That is a hymn book song, you know, that the verses out of that, they're right in the hymn book. So I did that one. I figured that's a good one. It'll be a new twist to an older song. And the second song I did was How Great Is Our God, Chris Tomlin. Very easy song to listen to, very easy song to worship to. It's not a ton of lyrics. It's a really nice, easy song that any generation could enjoy, in my opinion. So we get there, we're singing our songs, we do the song service, everybody that's with us, we're worshiping. And so we finish up, "How great is our God, how great is our God." And I opened my eyes, and there was this one lady in the back. She was giving me the death stare. She proceeded to rip into me and tell me that this was not good. It wasn't good at all. We came in here, we always come in here with our young music, and if we want people to come, we have to sing songs that they know and sing songs that they enjoy. And she really, really, really let me have it that day. Was not a fun experience, but when I look back on it, I did learn something. Most of the people in that age group, which it's not like this all the time, but that particular setting, they didn't want really worshipful songs. They wanted to be engaged in singing the songs from the songbook. They wanted to feel included and do things that they knew. That's just a little story to piggyback on how our songs should be appropriate. And they also should be familiar songs. Whether we acknowledge it or not, the song portion of a worship service is very driven by emotions. And a lot of people have these song banks in their heads, and they have experiences with these songs that they love, and their worship experience that they have in their personal time with these songs, and they're connected to them. And when you bring in songs that people are familiar to, they connect in their hearts and their minds to those experiences that they've had before. And it compiles. It's a compiling worship experience, because they already feel good about it. They've already worshiped to it. And so these songs, they bring something out of them, a more worshipful experience. So that's one of the reasons why we should have familiar songs. You don't want to introduce more than one. I normally don't introduce more than one new worship song in a set if I'm doing about 3 or 4 songs in a worship set. I normally don't have more than one new song, because you want people to worship. You don't want them to be trying to adjust and learn lyrics and navigate all of that on top of worshiping. So we want to make sure that they have a familiar worship experience, something that they can connect to and not have to think real hard and work real hard, where they can just lean back, let God do his thing, they do their thing and worship. So we need to make sure that those songs are familiar. Another thing I consider when picking my songs is, how experienced is my band? Now, this goes back to, if you have a set band and you know that, then you already know what songs you can pick. But if you're pulling from a pool of people and you have a bass player and a keys player and a drummer, and some of them are not as experienced as others, then that's going to affect what kind of songs you can do. Sometimes you may be able to do Israel Houghton song, or you may be able to do the gospel song with all of the chord changes and all of the hits and licks. And sometimes you may not be able to. If your band is not as experienced, you may have to stick with the 4 chords, the Hillsong. You may have to stick with that kind of stuff. But knowing your band and how experienced they are definitely affects picking songs. Another thing you want to also keep in mind is your singers. What singers will be singing this song? Is this an alto-led song? Is this a soprano-led song? Is a tenor leading this song? What key will that make this song in? Can my band play in multiple keys if I need to change this key, or am I stuck in the original key? So those are all factors in getting your song list together. This is something you have to think about ahead of time, and you have to plan when picking your songs. And we also want to make sure, and this is a big thing with me that I don't always do, to get your songs out early enough so everyone can practice. You want to make sure that everyone can practice. This makes things easier for you later in pre-service practice. You don't get as many questions about parts. You don't get as many questions about chords and changes, because they've gotten their songs early enough to have time to do a little homework, and it makes it easier for you on the back end. We want to make sure we set up everyone involved. We want to set them up for success. Pick songs that your team, that they're capable of doing. Set everyone up for success. We also have to keep in mind the flow of the service. So what type of service is this? Is this a theme service? Are we talking about the blood of Jesus? Are we talking about repentance? Are we talking about baptism? Is this a theme? Another thing we can consider is the message. What is the message about? Is this an encouraging message that's upbeat and everyone is excited and everyone is pumped? Or is this calling people to repentance? Of course, we want our songs to match this. If we're being repentant, we want our songs to be reverent, and we want them to be pulling at people's heartstrings and helping out the message with the message in the song. And the opposite, if it's upbeat and it's encouraging, we don't want to have melancholy songs. We don't want to have these low tempo songs. If he's trying to get people excited about what they can do for God and the things that he can change in their life, we want to make sure that our songs are appropriate and they pull those strings. They pull those heartstrings, and they get people excited and they get people pumped and they get people to thinking about the things that they can do for God. So a quick recap. And getting the songs together, first of all, you want to pick your team so that you'll know from the start what you can do. And after that, we get our song list together. And it's key to be prayerful through all of this. So what kind of event is it? Is it an older event? Are there younger people? What kind of event is this? Because this affects my songs. We have to make sure those songs are appropriate. Make sure a lot of the songs are familiar, because again, the song service and worship is very emotional. We pull from our mind and we pull from our past experiences of worship. So we want to make sure we have familiar songs so we give people a chance to worship freely and not have to think too hard about new lyrics and other things like that. What kind of band do we have? Is our band experienced? Are they inexperienced? That determines the type of songs that I can choose. If my band's experienced, I can do whatever. I can do all the gospel songs with all the hits, all the crazy chord changes. I can do that. If my band's not as experienced, then I want to stick with 4 or 5 chord songs. Not a lot of changes. Not a lot of throwing new stuff in there. Want to give them a chance to get their feet wet and get great experiences with leading worship and with being in a band. We want to set everyone up for success. Make sure to get our songs out early. We have to make sure to get them out early enough to set everyone up again, set everyone up for success. It saves you in the back end on questions. So make sure we get our songs out early enough. And lastly, we want our songs to flow. Not a lot of interruptions in worship. We want things to compile and paint a very vivid picture of worship without a lot of stops, without a lot of rigidity. We want to create an environment where it's easy for people to connect with God. All right, guys, that's it for this week's podcast. And I want to know, what do you guys do when getting your songs together? What is your workflow with picking out songs? Head on over to Facebook, head over to YouTube, or you can head over to the blog on theworshipleaderblog.com and let me know what are the things that you do. Let's throw around some ideas and maybe we can learn from each other. All right, guys, that's it. Thank you for tuning in. And until next time, signing off.